Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Trayvon, and I'm joined always by Big Jerv, a.k.a. John Gervais, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, and family is here. You know what I mean? He's somewhere complaining about the weather in Indianapolis. Same for Juju. We got Glasses, the Loke. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Black G while I'm on here. Black G, yeah.
Black G, cuz. All right. Talking about All-Star Weekend. I wasn't in Indianapolis, but I was at the crib doing something much better. You know what I mean? Staley, you know what I mean? The homie released a record, you know, featuring Kevin Durant, and it's been making waves. And we happen to have Staley on the show. You know what I'm saying? Friend of the show, homie. What up, Stahl? You on mute?
What's good, bro? What's happening?
Ain't shit, man. We just talking this NFL shit. Then we was talking about, you know, who your team, by the way, before we even jump into it. Yes.
Oh, the Broncos, man.
Okay. Jerv, you about to say something?
No, the Broncos, cool. Ain't no, nobody else catching smoke, bro. It's only one squad catching smoke right now. Like I'm not, it's just, it's real simple math. It's one, I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh,
okay. Oh, the squad catching folk. Oh, the Niners. Niners catching smoke. Niners catching smoke. 100% catching all the smoke, dog. All the smoke. No hesitation.
Look. This combo could go 20 minutes, but that's what you missed. We're here. You know what I mean? I just started to talk about, you know, scared money. How did that come about?
Man, scared money. Chat. You know what I'm saying? The infamous chat, just being in there with you, Glasses, all the other homies, you know what I'm saying? And Seven, you know, KD is in there and just always building, talking about sports, music, everything under the sun, for real. And, you know, KD, one day, I think in the summertime or whatever, he got the home studio and he was working on some music. He had hit me like, yo, play some music. I mean, he was like, send me some music, send me something to get on, Style. So I was like, all right. And at first I didn't know if he, you know, how serious he was about it or, you know, even what to send him, you know what I mean? And then I remember Trey, me and you was on the phone and you was playing some of his records that he was actually working on. And I was like, I think I asked you who that was or because I can faintly hear it. And you was like, that's seven. You was like, that's KD. I was like, oh, that sounds hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, that sounds dope. So I guess that's when I kind of really heard like what kind of vibe he was on musically and creatively. And it kind of gave me the idea of like, oh, I think I got something for him. And then Scared Money, I had to hook the verse, hook with an open verse. And then I remember, I think I played you this. I was like, I think I'm going to send him this. And you was like, yeah, that joint hard, send him that. So I sent it to him. He hopped right on it, sent it right back. And the rest is history. You know what I'm saying? We here now. And yeah. I always, you know, I jokingly say it, but I say it on some real shit. Like, it's funny because he sent me a verse back faster than some rappers send verses back. You know what I'm saying? and this is a Hall of Fame NBA player. You know what I mean? A future Hall of Fame NBA player. So.
Glasses, what was your take on it as a fellow artist? You know what I mean?
Makes sound good. I mean, he sound really good. I mean, me and Joey was talking about it earlier. Me and Joey Westside from the Giants. We was talking about it earlier. And he didn't disappoint. And it's true to him. You know what I mean? What I really appreciate about where he at now, even as a player and as a man, is how, like, transparently straight up he is. I could appreciate that at this point. Like, I don't really like the – like, I wasn't in the burner KD era. I really didn't like that. But I love the KD era and this it's like the attitude era, cuz, in wrestling, where he ushering in a real honest take on athletes, being able to kind of be, you know, say what you want to say. You know what I mean? Still do good business, but say what you want to say. And I think it came across on this verse. I can hear I can tell he listening to Jay Electronica, you know what I mean? And that's a really great MC to kind of, you know what I mean, to even be inspired by. So I liked it a lot. But I fuck with Star Music, though. So he didn't fuck it up, and that was the most important part. You know what I mean? He didn't fuck it up.
I think
put a lot of athletes on nigga shit. That shit be bad.
Well, I think that was the most important thing that I think most people don't know is that, obviously, sure, you could have Kevin Durant on it, but, like, y'all professionals at the end of the day, and you just not throwing something into your masterpiece like that just to do it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're just not going to just put it out there, especially if it's an important piece of art. You know what I'm saying? You still have to be understanding what's actually happening with this. And I think when we all heard the track when it came back, was like, yo, this shit actually not whack. You know what I mean? Like, because...
And that's fucked up. And that's a fucked up place to start. You know what I mean? When you think about music. But, you know, again, I imagine if a nigga get on the court, nigga make a jump shot, niggas might look like, oh, he ain't that horrible. You know what I mean? You think somebody who don't do this for a living, you know what I mean? It ain't gonna really be, you know, pristine, because he did his thing. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was impressed. I was like, oh, he didn't fuck it up. And Star Music is kind of like that. So, you know, if some people can get on there and fuck it up. So for him not to fuck it up, that was good. And to have some things he said memorable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he had some memorable lines, some tricking lines, but that was memorable.
You go, woman so fine, hey, I give her cash payments.
Feel me? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like,
big tricking.
I respect, I mean, that's the point. So, you know what I mean? Ain't got no time to be macking no business. They jump to get them shots up.
Right.
I was, me and a couple homies sent each other that line laughing, like, this nigga's a fool. I'm like, yeah. At that point, I guess I would have to be like that too. I got, you know, $50, you know what I mean? You got 50 million, cause I ain't finna be macking. Baby, what's happening?
Right.
Jason, I don't got enough time for this.
Jason, what was your thoughts on the record?
I mostly agree with Glasses. Definitely like Jay Electronica inspiration. I could hear it. And it made me actually wonder, like, how many people that listen to this record are going to even know Jay Electronica like that and know, like, where he's, you know, kind of like what he's listening to and, like, getting that style, you know, kind of from. But, yeah, you know, you played it for me over the phone. I was like, it's cool. I didn't know how people was going to react to it. I was happy to hear him, like, competently on the song, kind of like Glasses said, like get on the song and not fuck it up. Unfortunately, that's the place where we come from, like hearing hearing an NBA player rap. But yeah, I thought it was a cool record. You know, I was telling you, I'm trying to send him some beats. So
I could appreciate that, bro. Like, he immediately changed where he was at, because he had a song, was that cuz I had a song with LeBron, cause that shit was horrible.
Hey, I definitely didn't get the replay value.
Hey, that shit launched him up into like top five NBA rappers.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna ask. Who's the best NBA rapper?
Shaq.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, he went platinum in a different era, bro.
I'm sure that verse alone put Cuz like in the top five. That was kind of cool, and he was talking kind of saucy. Cuz that was impressive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it didn't come off corny. So, Stolly, you got this new album coming out, Peerless, aiming mm-hmm. for March, right?
Mm-hmm.
What could you share, minimal to the detail of On Bomb, as your first interview outside of publications, you know, could you tease a little bit to the listeners? What for them to expect?
I'll say this, I got a group of friends on the project, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a special project, you know what I mean? I know people are, you know, excited, and conversation been around the record that me and KD dropped this weekend, and you know, deservingly so, and it definitely should be. But I got some real, you know, I got some good people on this one. You know, I know a lot of people who are familiar with me and my music, they know I don't do a lot of collaborations or things like that. So I got some collabs on this project. So that's all I can really share at the moment. You know what I'm saying? But man, I'm excited for this one. I think it's, you know, the best music that I've made so far. And I'm just excited for the fans and the people to check it out.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
For the listeners who, you know, aren't familiar with Stolly's music or haven't been able to find, you know, the music, Stolly has an album called Somebody Up There Loves Me and Blacklight, both out on all streaming platforms. If you want to support and also run up scared money for my selfish purpose raise, you know, get that thing up there. You know what I'm saying? Stolly, where can everybody find you on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram is at Stolly, you know, S-T-A-L-L-E-Y. I mean, that should be on the screen, I guess, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that, and then on TikTok is Stolly BCG. And that's something that also I want to let people know, man, I'm doing this solely independent. You know what I mean? This is all independent. The album's coming out on Blue Collar Gang Records. You know, everything that I got going is just, you know, through the blood, sweat, and grit through these hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, I built this for a long time. I went from independent to signed to independent. And, you know, this is a beautiful time for myself and for my family and for all the people who have supported me. Yeah, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to, you know, Katie, you know what I'm saying, for the record. Right. You know what I'm saying? Scared Money is out right now. Make sure y'all run it up. The video is out too, man. Not only, you know, but, and then, and I say this too, go buy the record, man. You know what I mean? It's like $99 or something like that. You gonna spend that at McDonald's on a drink or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, I bought the record. I'm a part of it, so that says a lot. I'm a part of it. Yeah. I bought it. So
is this new album gonna be on vinyl?
Stop. Yeah, so we're gonna do vinyls. We might even do cassettes and CDs as well. I got the merch right now, bluecollargang.co. So bluecollargang.co. Make sure y'all go check it out. It's a whole bunch of new merch, man, that I just released. Hoodies, t-shirts, a mechanic shirt.
Go pre-order the album, man.
Yeah, you'll go preset. Well, I ain't put that up yet, so, but thank you, Glass.
It's coming up right now. Go ahead, motherfucker. By the time this motherfucker, I have a picture. Pre-order that motherfucker. Go spend some money with the homie. That shit hard.
Yeah, nah, facts. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pre-order, pre-save, whatever you do, all of it helps. Again, like I said, back to even YouTube, if you go check out the video, subscribe. I'm going to sound like, you know, YouTuber, subscribe, like, comment, all that helps. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it helps the algorithm. It helps me, like, all of that. So, you know, don't think that none of, you know, us as rappers, we don't need that either. You know what I mean? We might not be the ones jumping out the window like the Kai Cenex and them. And there's no disrespect for them because I love them. I'm a fan. I'm subscribed to them. You know what I'm saying? It's all them. I'm subscribed. I love them guys. I love what they're doing for real. And I mean that sincerely. Like, I'm a nerd. Like, I'll be on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and that's where I'm getting this from. Like, it's important as rappers too. Like, for me, Glasses, like, we need that same type of support. We need those subscribers. We need those people commenting, sharing, all of that.
Well, thanks again, Stolly, man. This has been love, man. You know, it's always, always, always a great opportunity to have you and the Loc on at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we definitely, hopefully, to have you in the future back on the show.
I got to go back down there in Atlanta in April. I got to make sure we do a pod on a new album.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We got to get in the studio too, Glass.
You're overdue. Me and Scarface. Yeah, long overdue, like, you know, I ain't never did no Scarface saying, y'all ain't never did no music. I'm like, nah, not yet. But we be bushing around, so it's going to be good.
How about this? I'm going to take credit. I'm going to take credit for this. You, Glasses, and Scarface on a song. Boom.
Ooh, that's easy, though. Well, I can't speak for Scarface, but that's our like big brother, uncle, whatever you want to call it. But I can't speak for him, but I think it could get done. Put it like that.
Absolutely. Well, again,
get it on an EP beat.
Right with EP, we all know that thing. Scared Money, though, man. sell them disappoint, because that's scared money. Man, go buy that cheap bastard.
I want to say that too, man. Like, I know y'all was talking about Seth not disappointing, and like he didn't. And you know, like Trey said, man, like, we do this, you know what I'm saying? We professionals at this, Glasses. So, you know, I'm not going to put out no trash. I've never been an artist that do things for gimmicks or whatever either. So we made an incredible record, man. And, you know, just like if they got a pick game sometime and some NBA players, they ain't just going to let me step on the court if I can't hoop. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to mess up the bump. You know what I'm saying? Jordan, like, I'm going to be out there slowing everybody up. Might hurt
that
somebody.
That Danis' contract on the Suns. That Danis' contract on the Suns.
But, you know, he came in, he did his thing, and, you know, we made a great record, and I'm glad people are enjoying him and his verse, you know what I'm saying? That was my goal. It wasn't like, let's get on the record and I'm going to out-rap a basketball player. You know, like, I was like, let's get on the record and make the best record we can make together as a collaboration, and we accomplished that.
Appreciate you, for real. You know what I mean? Again, Scared Money, single out right now. Peerless album coming in March. Thank you again, Stolly.
Thank you. Appreciate it, y'all. Love.
Love, bro. Hey, for Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Glasses Malone, for Chasing Cash, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.